Pirates Player of the Week because they played their tails off. And even going back to week two, James was able to win that because of what our own line's doing. So making sure that they're getting love and they're getting the praises, they deserve it because they're playing together. They're playing very well. They're communicating well. It's easy to play quarterback behind these guys right now because of how hard they work and how well they're executing.
Josh Allen, he's right. The Bills' offensive line has been excellent here so far this season. How big a test is Baltimore? Baltimore is always some level of big test. But one interesting aspect of this matchup that's different this year from how it's been, Baltimore was the best team in the league last year, is they're getting thrown all over them. I mean, they have not been good against the pass so far. The Bills were smart. It's exactly right to my heart with it that they threw the ball a lot right away on Monday night because that's where Jacksonville is weak. And they had injuries, too. So
right. It
was very good to see the Bills not just sort of doing their run, you know, happy kind of thing. And, you know, they could have because they might have thought they would have an easier time defensively and just sort of keep it close. But to their credit, they didn't. And look what happened. I don't know. I think it's different on the road. But I think that's the way to attack the Ravens right now, given how their season has started. And so it's a little bit of a softer matchup, I think, for any offense playing them than it's been lately.
Yeah, I'm gonna dig into that a little anyway, just see how much it's skewed by Dallas going as pass heavy as they did in the back end of that game as they were scrambling to come back. I mean, I would assume Baltimore gave up some sort of gimme yards to try to prevent, against giving up a cheap, quick score. Because when you got a big lead, that's kind of how you play it. So that can skew it this early in the season, especially. We're only talking about three games. So like one 200-yard half, say, could really throw things out of whack. I don't know if Dallas got to 200 yards in the second half of that game Sunday. I'm just saying, hypothetically, it could skew it.
They did. Like, they rolled it up in the last quarter.
Yeah. So, but look, that was there for them, and that doesn't mean you shouldn't go looking. I'll be really curious to see how the Bills choose to approach their attack in this game, you know, because I think we know what Baltimore is likely to want to do, which is, you know, Derrick Henry and Lamar and the ground. And the Bills might feel like, you know, let's see, you know, we'll get into a you-know-what measuring contest with you on how tough we are, right? Like, you're going to run it, we're going to run it. We can play that game. I'm not predicting that is where it will end up, but it could. And so, hopefully if the pass defense is there to be exploited, they handle it the same way as they did against Jacksonville. Because I really wondered, I mean, I think I said it, I think it was pretty evident that I was wondering if it would take them getting in a hole, kind of really like it did in week one. Mm-hmm. It took them being down by 14 points to start throwing it, and they started moving the ball and scored and took the game over and managed to get that game into the garage. This Jacksonville game, game just started, it's just throw, crooked score, it's over. If the matchup dictates same, then I'm going to want to do the same. You know, what was really, to me, the best thing about Monday night is the realization, again, if maybe you didn't doubt this at all, that the Bills still have that fastball and will lean on it when they feel like this is the path of least resistance. This is our best path to win this game, so let's do this. And Allen rewarded them by taking impeccable care of the ball. Again, like he just said, it helps a lot when you don't get touched, and he barely did.
That seems right. Getting connected with the fans brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We have Kurt with us now. Hi, Kurt.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good.
Doug, it's an honor to be on your show. I listen all the time.
Wow, thank you.
That's flattering. Thank you.
So I just wanted to a couple of things, get your opinion. One, I think the Colin Allen overrated as he has in the past. I think that was a little bit skewed by having Diggs. I think, I don't know, there's maybe 4 or 5 seconds, if I'm right, that you kind of get in the pocket, right, guys?
Not even, but yeah.
I mean, right. So if Diggs is throwing his tantrums in the locker room, if, hypothetically, it looked like Allen was just always having to look at him first. And, I mean, that's valuable time off the clock when you're talking 4 or 5 seconds. It looks like now that Allen's, number one, he's grown to protect the ball. which is great. He's sliding, which is great. He's still able to run. They're letting him run, but he's not having, he don't need to prove himself anymore. So that's all great that he's tuned all that up. And now it seems like this year we're going to have guys just getting 5-6 grabs a game, 50, 60 yards, and it's just going to be spread out across the whole offense. And I think that, I know a lot of people were kind of worried about the Jaguars game, but I wasn't at all because of watching them, obviously after the first week of them doing them, the old stuff that they did, got down and they came back. But now with that, like this week was just, I knew they were going to kill them. I don't know why, but they look more confident. What do you guys think about what you've seen from them so far with it?
I think they look like the best team in the league. But it's 3 weeks. I mean, I think really you've got a big 3 week chunk coming up here against teams that you should expect to have to be dealing with in some form or another at the end, whether that's actual playoff matchups or you're just battling them for seeds. You could be battling the Jets for the division even. I mean, they're just 2-1. So just a game back of you with your perfect record. So this next 3 weeks, like I feel a little bit like, you know, you want to see how each matchup goes, and maybe especially against the Jets because you're going to have them again later in the year. But I feel like if the Bills go 2-1 through these next three, we're going to be feeling like they're in great shape. I mean, what does that even say? I mean, they'd be 5-1 with wins over already.
Miami
some combination
away.
Miami away, Jacksonville here. And then, you know, two of the three of Houston, Baltimore, and the Jets. I said those in the wrong order. All the way. I mean, that would be, you'd be feeling like they're in the driver's seat for the conference, I think.
Except for Kansas City. What is Kansas City doing over their next three games?
Right.
You know, like, you could go 5-1 and be a game back.
Yeah, they could.
I just, you know, I don't disagree with any, I've said the same things, you know, some of the same things. Like, Bulldogs overall on how they look. How they look compared to the rest of the league. It's just too early to extrapolate too much from it. I was going to save this until 5:00. All right? Just keep this in mind. Maybe you knew this, maybe you didn't. The Bills just won a week 3 game by 37 points. And everybody's in love with how they did it. You want them to, the fans want them to win out in the argument about Diggs. You want them to win, but you also want them to look like they were right.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the perfect game. You're scoring 47 points and you're throwing it to everybody. But who was it? 10 receivers? It was 10
yes.
different receivers.
Yes.
What a dream. Last year in week 3, the Bills beat Washington 37-3. Stephon Diggs had 8 for 110. You know how many Bills caught passes in that game? 10. Like, you think back 1 year, early in the season, right? That's where we are.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the Bills did the same thing to Washington. And Diggs had 110 yards receiving on 8 catches. 9 other Bills also caught passes. So you had both. You had the alpha who, mm-hmm. Oh, it's nice to have guys who don't need stats. I guess last year you had a guy that needed stats that you went to the playoffs with every year, by the way. And it worked out fine. And you still got 9 other receivers' completions that apparently didn't care about stats. So that's what happened 1 year ago. Then you got to, you know, the second half of the season, and Diggs was relegated to a meaningless role almost. I mean, just way down. And some of that was intentional. Some of that was, you know, maybe himself or the conflict that was apparently brewing, like whatever. And your offense wasn't as efficient. They ran the ball more. They still had different receivers, but you didn't have the one guy. And that's what we love now. But I don't know. Like, there's still a lot to be written. And so I, again, because I feel like when anybody listens to me talk like this, they think I'm being critical or something. Like, it's not that they're not playing great. It's not, it's going perfectly. and they've had injuries, and it's still going perfectly.
There's just so long.
It's just so early.
Right. That Washington game you reference, where 10 guys caught balls, was the week before the Miami game, which got them to 3-1. They blew out Miami, 48-20. 8 people caught passes in that game. Diggs had a big game, 6 for 120, but 7 other people caught passes. And then the wobbling started. It's like it's not a perfect record, but they were 3-1. And then it's, you know, everything from there kind of was a struggle. They got the London game and the injuries. You barely beat the Giants. You lose at New England. You barely beat Tampa. Lose to Cincinnati. You know the deal. And how tumultuous last season felt by the time we got to Thanksgiving and the overtime loss in Philadelphia, and they're 6-6, and oh my God, right? It doesn't take much. You just, you know, that's why, you know, I'm saying they look like the best team in the league, but it's only 3 weeks. You know, like that's why this next block of games is so important here for this. And why I said if they can manage 2-1 through these next three, I mean, of course, it'd be great if they could get all three, but I mean, I would sign in blood right now for 2-1 out of these next three games. All on the road, 2 in prime time, good opponents. Like you get to there, I think you're going to be feeling like, okay, I'm on track, and maybe if I get a lull, I've already built up enough that I'm in good enough shape here. But you got to do it first. So you can look like the best team in the league right now. That's why I'm not saying they are the best team in the league. They look like the best. I don't think anybody who knows who the best team in the league is right now.
The only, or almost the only, worthwhile conclusion to draw on this whole, as you've called it all summer, experiment, It doesn't start until January. It just really can't. If they miss the playoffs, which seems much less likely now than before it started, that's especially now a disaster, right? So let's rule that out. Let's say they make the playoffs, and then it's all going to come to the surface. It's going to be, all right, well, it's great that you have all these different guys. What does that mean against the Chiefs or whoever else you might, even the Steelers? Like, what does that mean against teams that have studied you all season? And if your guy is only kind of a B-level guy, as opposed to what Diggs was, who didn't at all smash in the playoffs, I recognize that,
right?
But the Bills also lost, right? Coincidence? So you're going to have to get that then, or else what was it for?
Yeah, you should trust that. Yes, Allen has had great success against teams that want to play man defense. And he did, again, until Jacksonville pivoted, and then he just killed their zone defense too. They didn't have the dudes to do it, right? If you run into a team in January that's won 12 games and their defense is good, and I'm going to trust that they have better players than Jacksonville had on Monday night, if they want to go that route. And so I don't even know yet. Like, of course, it's encouraging that they found their way to it without even being dragged, right? The passing game, I mean, and that it worked. But that's where who you played comes into it. And once you are playing teams that are of a higher caliber and have better dudes out there on those islands, if they choose to do that, can I win? Can I get the separation that I got, against Jacksonville? Because watch the Bills' corners, Douglas and Benford specifically. They're just swallowing talented receivers up whole on the outside. There are guys in the league that can do that. Jacksonville, I don't think, was one of those teams. So it fed right into what the Bills wanted to do, and it worked perfectly. But there's no guarantee it's just not a given that this is all going to work when you get to, like you said, when you get to January. Everything ratchets up. You're playing better teams. You got better pass rush. You're not going to be in a protective cocoon back there like Allen was on Monday night. Like, so everything just sort of, it just gets harder.
Unless they're too good for the league, then it'll all be fine.
In which case, like, that would be kind of incredible, I think.
Yeah, like, that's pretty rare. Kansas City hasn't been too good for the league, but they've won 3 times. Yeah. So it just doesn't matter yet. It's going as well as it could. It's great to talk about, but it's just not the time for this was good, this was bad. I mean, it's too early for that. 803-0550, Sal at 4, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.